Jeff Gander with MoDOT. He's the project director for I-70 Improvement Project. And want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back in here. I know a lot of people are seeing that construction underway as they are headed over to Colombia or headed into to Mexico over on I-70. Just kind of give us a little bit of an update as to how things are coming along with that, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, we actually started construction on July 8th. We started in the rural section. It's if there's an easy section of this project, it's about the easiest. It's pretty straight. And the first item of work was to set the barrier wall out there that a lot of people have seen. We have about 14 miles of barrier wall out there. We're working on a 7-mile section, and we have to have two runs of that. So we've got 14 miles of barrier wall set. We pushed traffic to the outside and narrowed up the lanes a little bit. And we did lower the speed to 55 due to those narrow lanes. And we did that to facilitate us being able to build the new lanes in the median. When we started out there, we had about 32 feet of grass median there and 4 foot inside shoulders. By narrowing those lanes up, it gives us enough space to work in there. And we can start that construction by filling that median in and then paving the new lanes in there.
Everything on schedule as far as that goes, if you will.
Yeah, the setting of the barrier wall took a little longer than we had hoped, but it takes a long time to set that much. And then the rain we've had the last couple weeks has really slowed us down there, so we haven't done full-blown grading in there yet. But we had that planned for this week, but the rain pretty much shut us down all week. So we'll start that next week. You'll see each night we'll have a lane drop in both directions. That allows us to get our trucks in there hauling the fill material. So, yeah, we'll be filling and grading that median area out next week.
Very nice. When can people expect to see those three lanes opened up there? When is the project expected to be completed?
The overall project goes from Columbia to Kingdom City, and it includes interchanges, obviously, at 63. We're going to redo that one as well as the one at 54. The overall project completion is set for the end of 2027. Like I say, we're working on a 7-mile section right now. We're going to pave that area in the median, and then we'll switch traffic to that area while we finish up one side. Then we'll kind of move traffic over and finish up the other side. When we get that 7 miles done, then we'll move on to the west. So that probably, actually the 6 lanes probably won't be open even in that rural short section until probably sometime in 25.
Okay, and the other thing that we were talking about too is there's going to be a roundabout that's coming to Kingdom City soon. When do we expect that project to get underway?
Yeah, the Kingdom City portion of this project probably won't start until 25, but yeah, you're correct. We our original preferred alternative was to build a diverging diamond there. People that aren't familiar with that's what they have at Stadium and 70 in Columbia. That's what was kind of planned for Kingdom City, but when we looked at it, our contractor team and their designer came up with what we feel is a better design there. We don't have a name for it, but yeah, it basically turns the whole interchange into a roundabout. One thing I will mention is that all legs of that roundabout have a dedicated right turn, where if you're wanting to make a right turn, you never have to actually get in the roundabout. You'll have your own separate lane for that. We've analyzed the heck out of it traffic-wise, and basically what the numbers show us, we analyze it for 2045 traffic, and what the numbers show us is that about 90% of the time it works way better than the diverging diamond, and the other 10% of the time they're kind of tied.
Gotcha. Going back to the current project that's going on, you mentioned the reduced speed down to 55 miles per hour. Any other traffic impacts that people should be aware of over the next couple of weeks with your current project?
Yeah, like I say, we have the speed in that area lowered to 55 due to the narrow lanes that we have. Each night we're going to have lane closures in both directions. It won't be for the full 7 miles, but yeah, we need to close a lane to be able to stage our trucks when we're bringing in that much fill material. So pretty much every night, Monday night through Friday night, and sometimes even Saturday night, we don't start till 7 o'clock at night. Try to let the traffic lighten up a little bit and work from 7 at night till 6 in the morning, closing those lanes so we can get our trucks in there.
Very nice.
We were driving the area you're talking about, all, with all the barriers, the 7 miles of barriers, and he said, where in the world have they stored all these barriers?
That's a good question. Like I say, there's 14 miles of it out there right now, roughly. Excuse me. It's pretty much all new. They had some on hand, but this is such a big installation of barrier. They basically had it all fabricated new, and it was so much that they couldn't get it from one place. They had to tap two different companies to make the barriers for this project.
Wow, very nice. We certainly appreciate the update, and we'll stay in touch with you as this project keeps going along.
Sounds good.